Labour's Andy Burnham has won the Makerfield by-election, paving the way for him to challenge Sir Keir Starmer's leadership of the party. Mr Burnham won almost 25,000 votes, earning him a comfortable victory over Reform UK's Robert Kenyon. He's previously said he would join any Labour leadership contest. In his victory speech, Mr Burnham said the party must heed the voters' call for change.
This is a final chance to change. There will be no second chance. But it is a chance now, from this result tonight, to build a new politics based on unity and hope.
Results have also been declared in two Westminster by-elections in Scotland. The SNP held on to Arbroath and Broughty Ferry, but the party was beaten in Aberdeen South by the Scottish Conservatives. Douglas Lumsden said his constituents had sent a message that the destructive gas industry must stop now. Our elections expert, Professor Sir John Curtis, says the result in Aberdeen South has wider implications.
Although this is a Scottish by-election in the far northeast of Scotland, I think it is going to have resonance in politics across the rest of the UK. Kemi Badenoch is going to be even safer in her leadership of the Conservative Party after her result. Stark contrast, it seems, to the position of Sir Keir Starmer.
The US has cast doubt over the signing of a peace framework with Iran today, saying plans hadn't been finalised and the Vice President J.D. Vance wouldn't yet head to the negotiations in Switzerland. The deal includes a 60-day ceasefire and the opening of the Strait of Hormuz. A report has suggested that the economy is 6% smaller than it would have been if the UK had not left the European Union. The findings are based on Bank of England data about the decisions, views and financial results of thousands of British companies since the 2016 Brexit referendum. Here's our economics editor, Faisal Islam.
This report is based on years of actual economic, trade and company data. The analysis by the US research body, the NBER, alongside Stanford University and Bank of England economists, looked at the financial results of thousands of UK companies that traded with the EU, alongside bank data on Brexit impacts. The study suggested a range of 6 to 8% for the lost growth in the economy over the past 10 years due to prolonged uncertainty after the vote and the increase in trade barriers with Europe. Other economists argue such studies overstate the impact of leaving the EU at a time of so many global crises.
A group of MPs says the government must do whatever it takes to compensate the remaining victims of the post office IT scandal by the end of this year. The Business and Trade Select Committee has also urged Fujitsu, which was responsible for the faulty Horizon software, to make an immediate payment towards the compensation costs. The scandal saw hundreds of postmasters wrongly convicted of stealing from their... An inquiry is ongoing. Zoe Conway reports.
Fujitsu, which says it accepts it has a moral obligation to contribute, hasn't paid anything yet towards compensating the victims of the post office scandal. It argues it should wait until the post office inquiry publishes its final report. The MPs want all sub-postmasters who suffered financial shortfalls at their branches to be given payouts by the end of the year. The government argues some cases are very complex and it's not committing to settling all cases this year.
The London Marathon will, for 1 year only, expand into a two-day event. The unique format will welcome 100,000 runners across the 24th and 25th of April next year. They'll run the same route from Greenwich to Westminster. Our correspondent Katie Gornall has more.
A record 1.3 million people have applied for next year's London Marathon, and now more of them than ever will make it to the start line. Runners will be entered into a ballot for both Saturday and Sunday, in effect doubling their chances of getting a place, according to organisers. The elite women and female para athletes will lead the mass event on one day, with the top male athletes leading the field on the other. In another first, every school in London will receive two places for teachers and staff to take part, an attempt to inspire the next generation of runners.
One of the World Cup hosts, Mexico, have qualified for the knockout stages of the tournament after beating South Korea 1-0 in the city of Guadalajara. Canada also secured their first ever victory at a World Cup in a 6-0 thrashing of Qatar.